Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Chuba. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Erskine. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Carl Erskine. And now, play ball. Jack Lark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Chuba is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chuba hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There go the runners. The throw from Westrum to Lark covering second. The throw back to home, and Robinson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Giants 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Bruce Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Erskine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Erskine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hansen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman bunts towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Lark moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon is walked intentionally. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lark scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Joe Hatton now pitching. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Don Mueller. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. George Shuba is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shuba is 0-for-1 in the game. Shuba strikes out. One out. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. One out. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marv Rackley pinch hits for Joe Hatton. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rackley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Schuba batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schuba is 0-for-2 in the game. Schuba hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rackley moves to second. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Kerr catches it and throws to second to double up Rackley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Giants will come to bat. Marv Rackley now playing left field. Hank Bierman now pitching. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen strikes out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-2 in the game. Lark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lockman hits a line drive into left field. Rackley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rackley. Lockman moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hermansky moves to second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermansky moves to third. Snider moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Hermansky scores. Snider scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Giants. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rackley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rackley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archivon pinch hits for Hank Bierman. Archivon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Minor now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Westrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Hansen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-3 in the game. Lark hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.